All right,
All right.
I'm recording too. Okay. Hi, Carlo.
Okay, hello. Can I start then?
Please.
Okay. So good morning to everyone. I am Carlo Ruiz. I am the coordinator of inclusive economic development in Quito, Ecuador, in the UNDP country office in Ecuador. And today, Rose asked me to share with you the project that we're running from that country office related to a technological solution that we decided to choose in order to see and make an experiment to see if we can improve farmers' life quality and, you know, income. The idea is that Rose, do you want me to show the video?
I think the video would be quite interesting. If you feel that you can, that would be great.
Okay, so let me, how do I get out of this? Hold on. Okay. So in the meantime, this is a project that was funded by, that is funded by UNDP Country Investment Facility. And the idea was to fund the proposals and things that could be fundamental, you know, to change how the way how UNDP delivers and, you know, proposes development or faces development challenges. Hold on, let me take a look at things. Where is that? So, okay, here is the video. Okay, so that provides a big summary, a nice summary on what we wanted to do. So as I told you guys, Hello?
We're here.
Okay.
Yep,
we're here. Sorry about that.
No worries. No, that's a great video.
So as I told you guys, one of the ideas that we're looking at in the beginning is that as soon as we managed to get the proposal funded, in the beginning, we just thought about a way and mechanism of how to improve traceability. Since cocoa is a very like important commodity in Ecuador, I listened to the fact that, you know, producers were in a way struggling because of markets and markets overseas. We're requesting more and more information on what was going on and if the product was organic, you know, and those sort of things that, you know, proposed a challenge to farmers. So the idea of introducing a technological solution to start improving traceability and making traceability easier for farmers was in the beginning the initial idea of this. But as we were in the process of designing and thinking about it and, you know, seeing what else we could do and what was the real added value, because, you know, there's a bunch of technological solutions to do traceability all around the world, and you know, they're not that complicated. So we were thinking about it and you know, see what could be the angle or the approach that we can have as UNDP and provide an added value. By the time that we started looking for an implementing partner for this project, we came across the 13 Foundation. These guys have been working with a similar kind of thing with coffee in Ethiopia. And it was the story on how we met them was kind of funny because I was listening to a podcast. I'm a coffee geek. And at some point I was listening to this podcast on how these guys developed a brand where they were roasting coffee in Ethiopia and were using blockchain as a mechanism to do traceability and, you know, to start showing and showing how the value chain was behaving, you know, how much were the workers paid, the farmers paid, how long did it take it, what kind of coffee they were producing and everything. So I looked into that, and as soon as I listened to the podcast and, you know, after we applied to this, I said, okay, let's find these guys. And I just sent them a message on the web, and you know, they responded and we got engaged and we started co-designing the project. And that's when, you know, it hit us that, you know, we could do much more about this. And so the basic hypothesis that we have is that we need to find a way on how to improve income at the farmer level, but also to allow that this solution could be something that, you know, the private sector will also will see that there's a benefit for them as well.
Hey, Carlo. So,
yeah?
Sorry to interrupt. Could we see your presentation?
Say again?
Would you mind showing us the presentation you had up earlier?
Oh, it's not showing? Okay.
So no, we don't have a visual right now. No. So it would be all really right. Nice to...
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No worries. No. It's okay. Perfect. Okay.
Can you see it now? Okay.
Yeah. Now we see it.
Okay. So what we were looking at is that, you know, we have these problems. We see that there's a lack of, you know, income in at the farmer level, and you know, the farmers are struggling all around the world, you know, with a very low income, and especially in commodities that, you know, at the end of the value chain they have like big earnings. So there's like this big issue that we wanted to address, and that was, that's actually one of the mandates of UNDP. The information that we found also in value chains is very asymmetrical, and that's one of the things that, you know, we also wanted to address, and using the technology we see as an opportunity to show how we can, you know, improve that level and quality of information at all levels, and, you know, try to introduce a new element into this, and something that we didn't work much as an organization, which was start to think about how the consumer will start react and how the consumer is now demanding more and more things because of technologies. So that's one of the things that we wanted to tie up, and we saw that technology could be one of the drivers that, you know, could put together this project. But the ultimate goal will be to identify a way on how to reduce inequality in the value chain. So the fact that, you know, right now we're seeing that technology is a driver, and you know, technology is enabling a lot of things. We saw this as an opportunity of changing the narrative of some of the things that we've been looking around in development projects, where, and brands especially, where, you know, brands will tell you, or they will put a seal on the product, or they will tell you, you know, we are, you know, I don't know, there's a bunch of seals, we're organic, we're non-GMO, whatever, we're child labor free, that sort of thing. But one of the things that was missing, and, you know, we saw that there was some sort of a demand, is that there is, how do you prove that? And the ways and how brands are doing and proving that is not very straightforward. Sometimes you just see a barcode, and a barcode will tell you something, and you will have a seal, and you will have to trust on that seal. So we saw that, you know, with blockchain and all the information that we could upload to the platform, could provide a way on proving a promise that you're doing to your consumer. So this became some sort of a mantra of our project. It's like, we want to go from storytelling to story proving to story doing. And with the technology, we will be able to prove this to all the consumers that are, you know, trusting that what we are doing and what we are telling them is true. So this is how we saw that technology could play a major role into this. And what the model works at, you know, and well, I guess you guys know or are more aware of how blockchain technology works. So I won't spend much of time. I'm not an expert in blockchain as well. So, you know, blockchain usually works as a platform, you know, where you start, you have an information that is generated at some point. And as soon as you have that piece of information, you want to send it and share it. And that information, that piece of information is verified by a network of people. And once that information is verified, you add this little piece of information to a set of other blocks that are composing that information. So you some sort of a stack it up, those pieces of information. And those pieces of information, they start building up until they make a block, you know. And that's how where blockchain comes in, the name of it. So once you have this block, those blocks will start also to connecting to other blocks of information. That's where you get your blockchain. The interesting thing is that this is a decentralized mechanism where, you know, nobody controls it, nobody has a control on it, and those blocks of information cannot be changed. So the information that gets in there is transparent because everybody can see it, and it's secure because you cannot change. It's very almost impossible to change it. So that was one of the ways and reasons why we decided to go with this, because it could provide a very decentralized, you know, and a very effective way on how to prove that the things that we're proposing were working like that. So how are we thinking about doing? We thought that, you know, thanks to tracing this process and, you know, having this idea, all this information, consumers, let's put it like this. You know, I have a brand. This brand has a chocolate. Let's say that in this case, the brand is the other bar, which is our bar. So there's like this company that produces this chocolate, and this chocolate is in the market, you know, is in a retail store. And you as a consumer go and get to the store and see all these sorts of chocolates, and you will start looking at them and saying, okay, what is the difference with this bar? And you tell them, you know, with this bar, you're helping out, you're funding this sort of project with where you're paying. You're not only this company that produces this chocolate is not only paying a fair price for the cocoa, but it's paying in time, you know, and it's doing these impact projects at the first mile of the value chain. And you can see it. You can see it using all the technology by scanning a token and by scanning the barcode. You can pretty much see it, everything. So what we wanted to see and the experiment goes this way, is that, you know, if consumers will start choosing this product rather than others, and trying to see if this could become something that will generate consumer loyalty. So this will be like something interesting for the private sector, saying, you know, oh, you know, the fact that I'm telling and that I'm proving this, and also that I'm funding a project at the first mile of the value chain, is something that, you know, is also generating more product loyalty and consumer loyalty. So people are buying more of my product. And potentially this could mean, and this is our goal, is that, you know, companies will start realizing that by doing these impact projects, they could start spending more money in impact projects than in marketing, because it's generating the same effect, attracting more customers. But in the meantime, is that all that marketing money that was going to advertising or whatever, now it's going to project the first mile of the value chain. So that was one of the things that we were really interested in. And then we added this component of some sort of gamification, where the consumer, as soon as he opens the chocolate, he will find a token. You can activate the token. And as a consumer, and as you saw in the video, you can see that, you know, you can choose either to have a discount on your next purchase, or you can also donate that token that has a real monetary value to fund and to continue funding, or to add to the funds that are already being spent in the impact projects. In this case, since we're working with a cocoa association in the Amazon that is linked to a fight for deforestation in the Amazon, we found that one of the impact projects that was really important to this association was to start renewing their plants, because this will, right now, productivity is low. And what's driving the farmers to start cutting more trees is, you know, they need to plant more trees. So at some point, the studies have, you know, told us that, you know, changing and renewing those plants progressively will allow them to become more productive. Therefore, they will have to cut less trees in the future. So this idea, what you have is you can buy a tree, you can plant a tree by donating your token. So that sort of engagement as well, we think that this gamification part of it will also improve and will make more interesting the idea of consumers being more involved in what's going on and, you know, seeing what actually is going on. Once you, for example, decide and choose to plant a tree, you will get messages saying, you know, oh, your tree was delivered and your tree is now going to be planted, and it's going to be planted in this place, and you know, and the cocoa that you are consuming right now comes from this farm, and this is the farmer, and that sort of thing. So as I told to you guys, is, you know, this is the sort of a new business model that we wanted to create. You know, first of all, linking consumers with the product itself, and see that consumers might have more real power in driving, but because of their demand of information and their demand of transparency, they might start choosing products rather than others, and they will just start choosing these products that they deliver on a promise that they were making. Having this technological platform is also allowing, you know, to have full transparency and allow us to have information that consumers usually ask, you know, where's this come from? What happened in the value chain? Was it done well? Were people treated well? Were they paid fair salaries? Are they using good practices in industrial processes and that sort of stuff? Also, this is something that we know, we think it could be very interesting for the private sector as they will be linked, and they could provide proof of supporting and contributing to the sustainable development goals. Because all of the impact projects that are done in the first mile of the value chain will be, you know, and they will have, you know, a specific impact analysis that will allow them to know, especially companies saying, you know, for each dollar invested, you're going to be helping this SDG, which has like specific indicators to progress. And also the idea of having this project at the first mile will also improve the value chain itself, because you will have a mechanism on how to show that companies are producing or sourcing from cocoa from all over the world, that they are, you know, improving their quality, improving their relationship with their suppliers and that sort of thing. So, and then as you start continue to think about this, our idea is not only to use just chocolate. This idea of the chocolate bar is a vehicle, and you can pretty much use this with any commodity or any product. So basically the idea will be that, you know, having these tokens will be a vehicle where UNDP can partner up with the private sector and say, okay, the private sector will say, okay, UNDP, help me out doing impact projects because you are located everywhere in the world. And help me out doing these impact projects at this first mile. It could be cotton, it could be cocoa, it could be coffee, it could be, you know, whatever product it is. And help me out doing these impact projects, and I will have also my consumers, you know, to have the idea of getting this token, you know, and having this choice of having a discount on the next purchase, or, you know, doing or contributing to the impact project. So that's also like good things for the brand itself. Of course, there has to be like some internal things that we need to think about, like, you know, due diligence with the companies that we're engaging with. But, you know, that's pretty much it, what the process and the product is about. And I'll be happy to take any other questions. Oh, some things that I forgot to mention is that the experiment has already started. We're going to start selling in a week, the bars in the UK. Why we decided to sell it in the UK? But because those were not, we did some market studies to see where we can develop a product that will be interesting for consumers. And, you know, the idea of, selling it in the UK was that we found a concentration of this sort of document that we were interested in reaching. So we will be selling right now. The bars are being sold online. We are gonna be selling around 30,000 bars. That's the production that we did for this first batch. And from then we will start collecting all the data on sales and see how people are interacting with the token, to see if they're choosing to have a discount or choosing to have to contribute to the project, to see how is consumer behavior responding, how the bar is, you know, is performing against other chocolate bars. And, you know, with this data, that data will allow us to go to the private sector and tell them, you know, this is working and this is how it is working. So as I said, you know, it's an experiment. So we're hoping to start having the data, the preliminary data on the results of the experiment, hopefully by, I would say, the first cut that we will have will be probably in March. And then hopefully in six months later, we'll have another second processing of data. And yep, that's it.
Thank you, Carlo, for sharing this really exciting project. I mean, it seems like a a fantastic multi-party initiative coming together. I'll open the floor up to questions and see what people would like to learn about this project before jumping in with all of my questions. So over to the group.
Carlos, this is Satrishi here. I just want to know about the part of the business model where you related the trees with the tokens. That specific part is something I'm interested in.
Sorry, I was on mute. So how we tie this? The idea of the impact projects will depend mostly on what kind of product you are and what kind of brand is. What is the brand interested in? In this case, how we decided to go with the trees. We decided to go with the trees because this is linked to another UNDP project where we are trying to cut down deforestation in the Amazon. And, you know, changing these plants was one of the drivers on one of the ideas that we could start improving productivity. How does it work? I think that if you activate three tokens, then you will have bought a plant. That's the equivalent of having a plant. And that plant, as soon as you buy it, you will be notified saying, okay, you just bought a plant, and this plant will be turned over to the association. And the association will distribute it among the farmers. The farmers are owners of the association. So as soon as the plant is financed with two or three tokens, I'm not sure how many tokens you need to get one. But as soon as the plant is bought, that plant is distributed, and you know, and the association has its own plans of renewal of plants. So they will have a schedule, and that's when you locate and you will have a partner in the field that will implement that project. That's why we went with the association, who will be in charge of implementing that project since they're working for the farmers themselves. I don't know if that answers the question that you had.
Oh, yes, sure. I just wanted to know this part. Thanks.
Okay.
Hey, Carlo, this is Hannah. Is it okay to jump in? Was anyone waiting, Rose?
I think it's you.
All right, cool. So thank you for this super interesting presentation and this awesome product.
Thanks.
I was just, fascinating and so well thought through from the beginning to end. I was wondering, do you share, so I have a project, I'm not really in it, but some friends of mine are running this super lovely project in the Philippines, which is called Business for Peace. So there's been this war raging inside the Philippines for over 20 years, and now they have a truce. And so they're trying to have the soldiers that used to work, you know, as soldiers, but instead been working in agriculture so that they'll have jobs. And it's a really, you know, fragile situation, of course, and trust is of the essence and super hard to find. And so they reached out to me to ask if, you know, I could help them out with setting anything on blockchain. I'm like, blockchain sounds like a perfect idea because then you'll see things in real time. And so I was wondering, do you have a way to disseminate this work? Can you like teach?
You mean with the platform or the design of a project?
Both, actually.
Okay, yeah, well, one of the things that it's really important to take a look at is that we use blockchain in this case, you know, because it was something that was appealing to us and there were like other things that have been already being done. In this case, also the fact that we partner up with this organization called FairChain is that they already had their platform. So first of all, what I will see is, and what I would recommend is that you need to start look around to see what is the real problem and what is the best way to solve it. And then decide if blockchain is a good way to go or not. There are different alternatives on technological activities that will allow you to do this traceability mechanism or to offer transparency. So I would say that, you know, instead of jumping in into blockchain as a first option, I would say, okay, you need to dissect your problem and you see what are the conditions in the country. Because most of the times when you think about blockchain, it will all depend, I mean, quality of the information will depend on the quality of the information that you upload to the platform. And the result you will get will depend on the quality of that information. But in some cases also, if there are, you're talking about rural areas or areas that are very isolated, or you know, you don't have the technology, you don't have the, or you will have to invest a lot of time and resources in doing capacity building things for the people that are gonna upload the information. Those are some of the things that you need to start thinking about before launching it. Then if you decide and you see that blockchain could be a potential solution for this, then you will have to start thinking about on there are many service providers that already have blockchain platforms operating, you know. So it's a matter of finding the right, depending on your budget, of course. But most of the times, and depending on how long are you going to take and how are you going to scale it up, it might make sense to build your own platform. That's one case. Mm-hmm. Or the other one, if depending on the fund and you know, if you will have, mostly for sustainability reasons, if you're not going to have people like taking care of the platform in the future, then it might make more sense to just jump in and hire the services of an already existing platform with technological solution. So those will be like my two recommendations. But first of all, you need to analyze your problem well to see what is the level of transparency and what kinds of processes people are demanding that transparency. Mm. And then do a survey. You'll see, okay, what are the technological solutions out there? And then decide if blockchain is the best.
Super helpful. I'm going to have to reach out to you, and you're going to have to do this again with me a few times till I get it. But thank you so much.
No problem.
I've reached out on LinkedIn, so you know who I am.
Okay.
Carlo, this is Sean O'Kelly. Thanks for that presentation. I agree. It was great. Just a question for you, and you, I think you kind of touched on this, but I want to go just maybe a hair deeper on it. What are the sort of sales and distribution channels you guys are pursuing? I mean, I'm assuming grocery stores and probably some online mechanisms, but I don't know. Maybe you can talk about what you're pursuing, and are you looking at other things too, like restaurants and other things? Maybe if you can fill us in.
Yeah. Right now, what we're doing is we are just doing sales online. Because of the time constraints that we have on the project, we couldn't, and because of budget constraints as well, we had some issues like trying to market these on retail stores. Why? Because most of the planning of the retail stores happens, and that is a process, and you know, might take not less than 6 months. So by the time that the bar was already in production, it was ready, it was too late to start selling out. So that's like the second thing that we're doing right now. We're just selling it online. The bar has not been like officially launched. We are in a pre-sale state. We have sold so far, I think, around 2,500 bars so far. But those are all of those sales are online, and most of the sales will happen in the UK, of course. But then the next stage will be, yes, to reach out and start looking into more retail channels or retail stores, ideally. And then the second thing will be also to add this type of product to other things, you know, like brands that will say, you know what, I'm going to give you, if you buy a bag of coffee or whatever, this will come with this bar. And, you know, that sort of, you know, association with our products, that was something else that we're also thinking about. But so far, we're focusing on online sales.
Okay, that's great. And are you working through any partners if a certain vendor sends leads in your direction, are you working with any of those partners to offer incentives?
You mean people that are interested in selling the bar in other like websites or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So if a person's on website A and they offer a link to what you're doing, are you open to partnership opportunities, I guess?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's all a matter of, you know, agreeing what will be the conditions and that sort of thing. But, you know, of course, we're open to see if other can want to also disseminate this and start selling this. And we will need to work out the details of, you know, costs and that sort of thing. But yes, of course, we're open. I don't know if you guys can see now the website.
Actually, we still see your presentation. So,
yeah, let me change it.
Yeah.
There you go. And so that's the website that we have.
Great.
And we're doing all the pre-sales from there, you know. So, I mean, if you guys can join, we have an Instagram account. And, you know, so far, I don't know how many. We're selling 20,000 and we have sold around 2,000 and something. Yes, 3,000. Yeah, it's not bad. So we're doing this through this website so far. But yes, we're open if you guys are interested, or do you have any leads or think that, you know, people are interested. I mean, we'll be happy to contact them and, you know, talk to them through.
No, I appreciate that. And my interest in asking is mostly blockchain is going to, one of the things it's going to help enable is exactly what you guys are doing, is some of this, social good, social equality, you know, services, and just, I don't know, just trying to think about how to get these kind of products and services out into the market is, you know, I don't know that that's been fully, I guess, you know, determined yet on how that's all going to work, but.
Yeah.
But I think this being the public sector working group, you know, even though you're a for-profit business, obviously governments have an interest in ensuring that, you know, that there is some equality and social good occurring as well. So,
yeah. Just to clarify, we are the United Nations Development Program, so we're not a for-profit. We developed this brand, and, this is a brand that right now is sort of owned, but we are not in the chocolate business. We're in the development business. We're part of the United Nations. So this is an experiment. And this is something that we were also interested in finding a way of how we can harness money from the private sector to start working towards the sustainable development goals and the 2030 agenda. So that's the way of how we can, you know, we need to start thinking, because if trends go like they are going right now, we're not going to reach the sustainable development goals. So we need to find ways on how to accelerate that path. And this is one of the things that the organization was interested in, you know, doing this investment to see if we can find. We're not going to get them just by ourselves as UN, and we need the partnership of the private sector, of civil society, and other actors. And what we are trying to do here is like try to offer a way and a mechanism for the private sector to start investing and changing the way that they're doing business, because that will also accelerate the path towards SDGs. So, I mean, we're not a for profit, you know, but the idea is that this is appealing to the private sector and they can embrace this mechanism so they could also start funding these impact projects.
Okay, that's my mistake. Thanks for clarifying.
Sorry, maybe I was not that clear in the beginning, but that was the idea. And of course, the last thing you said is really important. This is an experiment. It might fail. But, you know, we are aware of that. And so far, we want to start analyzing the data to see how is it going on. And we were happy so far with the campaigns that we had. You know, it was portrayed in the New York Times and, you know, in other media. So we'll see, and we hope that this builds up on the hype and the bars sells well.
No, absolutely, and that's why I asked, because the channels that you're looking to leverage and is a part of getting people on board, and that's a part of making something like this successful. So
yes,
it all ties together one way or another.
Absolutely.
So yeah, okay, cool.
So I'll ask a question. And again, thank you, Carlo, for sharing about this really awesome project. This is Rose. So how long did it take for this project to go from initial discussions to today? And Were there any major surprises, I suppose, in this process, or was it surprisingly smooth? I'm curious, because there's a lot of pieces you guys have to pull together to make this happen.
We got the funding in, I think it was, hold on, it's around August 2018. And actually, we did this really fast, and I think it was because of the fact that, you know, we had a limited time frame to spend the money, and I think we were lucky enough to have a very good partner, you know, and we managed to get things moving along really fast. So to get here, like now we're selling the bars, and we didn't have like any product at all before, so it was like just an idea. I think it was pretty fast. We moved in a very good path. One of the unexpected things is that in the beginning, what we thought about is using an already existing product. And that's like the second experiment we'll be interested in doing. Like, you know, I don't know, let's get a, we wanted in the beginning to use an already existing chocolate bar from an Ecuadorian company. And when we started conversations with a company, you know, and they were sort of on board and everything was supposedly going very well, they lost it. They changed priorities and, you know, they left us in the middle of the road. So we adapted and said, okay, so what are we going to do now? And then we said, okay, let's, you know, create a new bar. So that's sort of, you know, the rationale a little bit on the project and, you know, how to adapt to how we were working on this. And that was like mostly one of the surprises that we had. The other surprise was that, you know, and it was a good surprise, the fact that, you know, people were getting and reaching out because they were interested in the project, and we could see that there were many people already working into similar things. And that was good way on how to learn from other experiences and start to share this. One of the final products and deliverables that we will have on this project will be that we will have some sort of a cookbook of something that will tell the whole story, you know. This is how we started. We started thinking about something else, and then we ended up with this, and, you know, the results brought us here, and this is how we did it. In the beginning, when I received when we got the news that we got approved, I had no idea how to work out on blockchain, you know, but I think what's important is that, you know, even though you may not have an idea, is to try to start looking for people that might know and be open to learn about something that you don't know. So that's something that was in a way surprising for the whole team that was behind it in the country office.
So this is great, and that's really fast. Congratulations, especially when you had to switch your supplier, it looks like, right in the middle, and then invent a brand as part of it, right? That's what you do. In terms of the blockchain side of it, so who is engaging and touching this blockchain? You know, who are the different people who touch it? I mean, I would be surprised if farmers are touching it. So if you could just kind of maybe map out, and I know you touched on it in your presentation, but who's doing what with mm-hmm. this blockchain?
Yeah, right now, because of the budget that we had, I mean, in the beginning, I wanted to start using Internet of Things and, you know, start planting sensors in the farms, but, you know, budget that was not, that was impossible. But right now we do have like three main entry points of information in the blockchain. The first happens at the association level, which is at the moment where the farmers take their cocoa beans to the association because that's where they start processing them. So that's the main entry point. At that point, what they will get, the type of information they will get is like the quantity, the type of cocoa, the type of process that has been will be done to the beans, the amount paid, and the time that it takes them to pay them. So that's one of the things that, you know, was that is uploaded in the first moment. Then the second moment is when, you know, all the product and all the cocoa that has been already processed is moving on to the facilities that will start producing the chocolate. So that's the second moment. And then the third moment will happen with the consumer. So as soon as the bar is shipped and sent to a specific consumer, then you will get to the point of activating the token. And that sort of information will also go to the blockchain platform. So right now we do have like these three moments. But the interesting thing about having this sort of platform is that, and depending on the company will say, oh, you know what, but I'm also interested in consumers to see how am I doing the whole industrial process. So if you have, you know, the budget and the capacities, you can always upload as much information as you want. And it will be transparent. So it will also depend on the fact of how transparent wants the company to be and how many processes they want to show up.
That's amazing. So it's not just a transaction chain, but it's actually a quality assurance and fair trade proof chain, I suppose, for lack of better words.
Yeah. Ideally, wow. One of the ideas, well, not ideas, but, you know, we were thinking about it, and I don't know, this might sound, you know, hypothetical a lot, but at some point, with technology, you can start replacing certifications. Let's say the organic certification. If you have a sensor planted in specific parts of the farm, and when the moment of that sensor detects a pesticide, it will automatically send the information to the blockchain platform, and you won't be able to change it. So as soon as it demands, they will start a smart contract saying, okay, you know what, I detected a pesticide, so this is not organic anymore. So this is a way on how farmers and producers will ensure that, you know, no pesticide reaches and touches the production, because they won't have the capacity to change or to limit how that sensor will gather the information on the soil. And you can go, you know, go crazy with those sort of things, but you can pretty much make it as complicated as and as complete as you want.
That's actually amazing. That's a huge conceptual turnaround of the idea that you could take away a centralized certification authority and actually have it be self-attested, I suppose, and self-proven, and actually completely change the sort of system. Well, that's, I could see that you guys could be really excited about that. How, what information would the consumers be able to see? Like when we're, if you buy this and you have a token, do you actually trace your bar? Are you able to just have a general overview of the, like the practices of the company or the cooperative, or how are you going to express this knowledge to people?
Yeah, let me try to find, because I have the thing which you can see, but as soon as you get the chocolate bar, you will open it and you will have the as soon as you scan the thing, the token, it will take you to a website, and that website will tell you, okay, you just scan the token, tell me what do you want to do, and these are your options. So provenance. So as soon as you activate the token, then you will start to have these options and tells, okay, if you scan that many tokens, you will have a tree, or you can have a discount on your next purchase. And, you know, that's what you know, will happen. So that's what the consumer sees. And then after, you start seeing how the provenance comes in, saying, okay, this is where your chocolate comes from. And that sort of thing. Let me show you, because I have it here. Where's the token? Yeah, here it is. I mean, it's changed a little bit from what it was before, but as soon as you get there, you will get prompted to this website. So it will tell you how to choose. Can you see the screen?
Yeah, I see it. Okay. Says user impact. Yep.
Yeah, so you will be prompted to this. So you will see something like this. And then the consumer will start checking and saying, okay, you just scanned the token. This is what happens. And then it will give you the options. If you're doing something else, this part of it, the plant the cocoa tree, could change to any other impact project. It could be, you know, buy sewing kits for this women's association, or, you know, hire people to help out with elderly in doing this. It will be a different impact project depending on what you want to do. And then you will start, you know, going through this, you know, and this will prompt you to another, and then you will have the option. And then after that, then you can start see and check and how, for example, how many tokens do you have left to, if you want to buy a tree. So the idea is like, okay, you just got two tokens activated, you're missing two, why don't you buy two other? So that sort of thing, you know, to start engaging in some sort of a gamification of the product itself. And then you're going to start having all this information, what's going on, and you know, about the projects. and you know the idea of how we're, and then you can start seeing how payments are done, for example, and how the how all the structure of the cost is going and where is it going. So this is the part here. Then you will be also, you can also have the option of keeping you posted. You can provide your email address if you want to, and it will send you messages when, you know, specific stages of the project happen, you know, when the tree has been purchased or when the tree has been picked up from the nursery and then sent out to the farm. So that sort of thing you will be able to see. Then you will start to have and see all this. As I mentioned, you could also see where the cocoa tree was sourced and that sort of thing. So that's what you will see on this part of the token. And then you will move on to onto the all the information related to the traceability itself. So that's where you will see, you know, you will go to farmer, you can choose, you want to see the farmer, you can click here and they will, you'll see all the information on the farmer and where the farm, where the cocoa beans were sourced from, the part of the producer, what happens at the factory, what happens at the brand. And then you're the last person, you will see, for example, the tokens and how many tokens you have activated and that sort of thing. So you will see, you know, origin, the harvest data, the type of cocoa that you will have, how much is the price structure, you know, what we are doing compared to others, where is it located, you know, the week of the harvest, the story of the cocoa tree, what is the process. You can actually see the faces or names of the people. This will also depend. Some people don't like it that way, but you know, this is an option that we can provide. Then you can tell all the information of the farmer. Where does it come from? You know, how much big is his farm? What does he need? That sort of thing. You can see all the transactions that he had uploaded to the blockchain as soon as he had delivered. And you can see the invoice, which is something part of the story proving part. Saying, you know, yeah, you know, you guys are telling that, you know, this guy has been paid way more, but you can actually see the invoice because it's scanned at that point. You can send a message, you know, and then, yeah, you can have all these ideas, but mostly to see, and something that was appealing and engaging to the consumer to keep scrolling down, because most of the times when you see something that is not very appealing, you just like close it and, you know, that's it. But the idea was to try to engage consumers, you know, and to see how they were engaging with this and, you know, be attracted and, you know, in a way, keep being drawn to this. So this is part of the things that, you know, you can see as soon as you activate the token.
This is ridiculous and awesome, Carlo, actually.
Thanks a lot.
I agree, Rose, completely. Carlo, I don't know if this is of any interest to you, but I'm an economist and we've been looking somewhat at these fair trade brands. And the economic impact of them for farmers. And what the research shows is that when those programs work really, really well, now, first of all, they don't really work for all farmers because you have to be above a certain level to be able to invest in them.
Yes.
But also when they do work really, really well, the farmer's income increased by about somewhere between 20 and 30%.
Mm-hmm.
So the impact here, I'm guessing, is a lot bigger. And so I just thought that would be useful, a useful number to have in your back pocket when the question comes up.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I totally agree with what you said. And this is something that we've already been kind of struggling in the beginning because, of course, it was a project. We wanted to get the experiment well, you know, and this is why we chose this association that is an association that is a bit organized. You know, they have like some minimum processes and we know them. They're very organized. You know, they take you see, here's the invoice that I was telling you about. So the thing is that we need to start looking into the fact, and as UNDP in the country office, we need to start thinking about on how we can start engaging with these projects, like, you know, preparing these farmers and helping them out to associate, to be able to start doing things like this. So that's like the first, the minus one part of these projects. Like, you know, you need to start thinking about the ones that are not at this level, how you can bring them and take them to this level. So this is something that, you know, it's also interesting. And we're also trying to find a way and a mechanism of how to use and harness the funds that will be collected through this mechanism to start funding these projects so we can also help the farmers that are not on this level to get there so they can jump into this.
Very cool.
A question from the chat is, what blockchain framework was used in development? Is it Hyperledger or a different blockchain?
I think it's Hyperledger, but as I said, I'm not very sure. I will have to ask that question to the technical guys, but I think it's Hyperledger. I might be wrong.
That's okay. Cool. Yeah, I really hope that this is a really successful project that can be a new blueprint for a lot of different entities, including UNDP and others, and hope that the marketing goes really, really well in the UK. I mean, I can just imagine so many different entities that would love to, you know, sell this bar. I mean, I feel like schools or just progressive companies and whatnot. So I really hope that whoever your partner is in the UK is, you know, able to get the word out really effectively, because that seems to be the only barrier between this and success is people talking about
it. If you guys have friends in the UK or companies that might be interested in buying Christmas presents for the clients, please pass the word, you know, pass the message, and, you know, tell them about it.
Okay, we'll do. So it's launching when, in a week officially?
Yeah, we had some issues with because of the protests in Ecuador that, you know, you're very well aware, Rose. We had a delay on the import of the bars, on the export of the bars to the UK, because these bars are produced in Ecuador. So we had that big delay because we couldn't get anything out of the country. So that delayed us and you know, postponed a little bit on the launching. But we're doing the pre-sale right now, and hopefully we will start selling the bars next week.
Awesome.
Well, I mean, shipping them, because they're being already pre-sold, some of them.
They're being pre-sold, they're being shipped. Okay. Well, if there's any sort of messaging that we can all share, please send it to me and I'll forward it to the group, because I'm sure that all of us know at least somebody in the UK that we could let them know about this.
Yeah. I mean,
any help. Carlo, have you thought about, so I usually, for, you know, teachers and stuff, I usually go to UNICEF's website and buy Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's a channel that you could use.
Yes, actually, that was one of the things that we're looking at. At this stage, I mean, this is a project, you know, and it's an experiment. We're kind of afraid of, you know, if we launch this through a huge portal, we will have, you know, no capacity to respond to the demand, and then that will not be very, very good. So in this time, you know, of course, we're trying to see how this conducts and how this develops. But of course, that's one of the things. There were also, and we tried actually to start selling it at the website store from UNDP, but there was an issue because we had to do a lot of paperwork on importing the chocolate bars to the US, and we had to have like a USDA permit, and that would take long. So yes, I mean, those things are also very, very good ideas. And we start to try to look into which one of the ones that we can get done with the framework of this project.
Perfect. And I see from Marta here that she's in the UK and would love to chat more. So if people want to get in touch with you, Carlo, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah. Just drop an email and, you know.
What's your email?
I think Rose has it. So
I have it. So let me just type it.
Yeah, Rose can share it with you guys.
Is it just carlo.ruiz?
Carlo.ruiz at undp.org.
Okay, there we go. Everybody's got it. Fantastic. Yeah,
so I'm gonna type it in, yeah.
I presume everybody is welcome to reach out to you to talk about this. But please do forward to me any sort of announcements, and I'll share it with our group. And hopefully we can just start propagating information about this bar. I, for one, am very hungry for chocolate and coffee right now after this hour, and excited to track the success of this project. It seems like a really bold idea.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure telling you guys about this idea, and please spread the word.
Thank you so much, Carlo, and thank you, Rose, for enabling this.
Thanks to everybody. This has been wonderful.
Rose, before you drop the call, I just want to update that I guess our public sector white paper meeting is on November 15 as per the calendar update, latest calendar update.
Got it. Great. Thank you, Zaptarshi.
Yeah, so just to update the others who are expecting to join it, it's November 15th, 11 a.m. Eastern Time.
Great.
And Rose and Bobby, just one quick question. Do we know anything about whether or not our presentation has been accepted or?
I don't happen to know about it. I don't know if Marta is available to provide any insight or not, but.
Okay, I was just curious. I thought decisions were being made by the beginning of November, but no big deal. We can talk about it whenever we know more.
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm not. I have no insider information on the paper topic. So, but I would presume word would be sent out somewhat soon. But I'm hypothesizing at this point.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks again, Carlo, for all of this. And this is a pretty exciting project. So really excited to track it and hope it has a great season over the holidays and sells a lot of chocolate.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, everyone. Have a
Bye.
Great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Rose, would you just hang on for 1 second?
Sure. Let me stop the recording.